Give me your heart, give me your song, sing it with all your might. Come to the fountain and you can be satisfied. There is a peace, there is a love, you can get lost inside. Come to the fountain and let me hear you testify. Into the wild canyons of you, oh, there's a world to fall into. Weightless we'll dance like kids on the moon. Oh, I will give myself to you as soon as you start to let go. Give me your heart, give me your song, sing it with
Trevor's assistant. He'll be helping us today and sharing in the conversation today as well. This is Listen Up. Jesus is on the air. We love Jesus and we love you listeners, and thank you so much for listening today. Our call-in number is 631-888-8811, and our text-in number is 516-784-6081. Again, it's 516-784-6081. You can remain anonymous, and any questions, any thing you want to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. And we have a very interesting topic today. It fits in really well. We have so much to say about it. So our topic today is about God and gardening. And we know that in Scripture, it's referenced a lot, actually, more than I guess we even think God mentions the flowers and the grass and seeds and trees. And it was interesting because the other day I told my dad about one of the topics for the show, and he said, "Oh, do you mean the Garden of Gethsemane or the Garden of Eden?" And I thought to myself, wow, like, I didn't even think of those two gardens, and those are probably the two biggest examples that we could think of in scripture.
And me and my dad, we've been like nurturing these little like tomato plants, and they're really cool. I really like them.
And tell us.
And my dad, they were really huge, and my dad brought every single tomato plant, because we have them in these cups, into like this bigger garden where they can grow bigger. He put them in there, and all except for one, and I'm like, what happened to my garden? And then I realized that he brought them over there, and they're growing really well. My little ones have flowers.
Your little children, you call them little seeds.
My little seeds have flowers.
Okay, awesome. So you've been gardening with Dad, and that's been...
It's been good. Really good.
So when did you start gardening? You started a while ago, right?
Well, this year or like when I just started?
Well, this year with the little tomato plants.
This year when I started, it was like in 2016, I believe.
Yeah. Right? The month, I guess it was when it was a little bit cold. It was like March.
Yeah,
right,
it was
when
like,
you started.
It was like around March. We had to get the seeds first, and then we brought them home. We got these eggshells and these egg containers, and we planted them inside the egg containers, inside the eggshells. And then when those got bigger, they outgrew the shell, and then we planted them into the cups, and then from the cups to the garden.
That's great. That's beautiful. That's a good idea for the eggshells, because they get the nutrients from the shells, right?
And then sometimes, like, they grow out of the shell. And it's so funny, because, like, when we pick it up, it's, like, sprouting out of the shell.
I think that's a good reminder for us, too, getting back to our topic, that God wants us to keep growing, I guess, and keep growing out of our shells.
Everyone grows, not just plants.
Yeah.
Me and my dad, we have this thing right next to, like, the staircase where we come down from the stairs. It's, like, this big post. We used it, and we're using it, and we mark how tall I'm getting. And from, like, not even from December to now, maybe, I grew, like, 2-3 inches. No, I don't know, remember. But it was, like, a lot. I grew a lot.
It's okay.
A lot. You're getting taller, then.
So everyone's growing.
Yeah, growing physically and also
mentally.
Yes, in the spirit. And just like nature too, that reminded me of snails, and they have to go get a new shell. God wants us to keep growing inside of our heart and our spirit and grow closer to him. And
inside the car, we were talking about why the apple tree? Why couldn't it be a banana tree? Because you were eating a banana.
Okay. Let's introduce that topic.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't it be a banana tree?
The Garden of Eden brought out this story that I had in my mind that I always wanted to share.
And now you get to.
Now I get a chance. And it started a long time ago, and it's very simple, and it tells me how precious the love and of God is.
And how much we need to nurture things.
That's right, Amanda. I was once told, my aunt, a nun, once I had the opportunity to walk with her, and she was kind enough to give me this insight. And as we were walking, she picked up this apple, and from an apple tree, and like we were saying before, you know, how God, creation is so beautiful, and so that he placed a beautiful apple tree in the Garden of Eden. And we read that in the scriptures as well. So, but what the point of the story is, the apple wasn't just the creation that God gave us to sustain us in terms of food for our body. But right after you open the apple, you find that not only it has a shape of a heart in it, that you get a shape of a heart in your hand. Actually, they become two parts, and both of them have the shape of a heart. But in the middle of it, there's what God really plays for us for the continuation of his love, which is the seed. Mm-hmm. And so that was the story that I was told and inspired me into... you know, and what the love of God is for us, so that He not only created us and sustained us, but also gave us the seeds for the continuation and the insurance that He is always with us. Because with the seed, we get a new plant, and like you were saying, if we nourish it, it'll become a little plant. And it'll become, and it has more flowers, and he is with us, providing all that the seeds and the plants need to give us more. So it's a cycle, it's a plan, and I was grateful to have that story being told. That is when I guess my faith got stronger, and it's always something that I have in my mind, and I go back to when I need to, to connect with God and His love for me.
That's beautiful. I wanted to say also, so your aunt was a nun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's beautiful. You were walking in the Italian countryside.
Exactly. That's the picture.
Simple. She also liked to take off her shoes, right? Sometimes, mm-hmm. just to feel like the earth. And
I think the reason why she did it was to feel the earth and to be really connected with the creation, mm-hmm. as we know, and that everything that we is around us is a creation of God, and the more we connect with God, the more we know God. And that was one of the things that also she taught me, and she shared. And that was then.
Yeah.
Yes, that was. Mm-hmm. I guess every word or every thing that we do. You never know when you can inspire somebody
and touch you,
and touch your heart, and
I just wanted to say, I remember one time, like a few weeks ago, when my nana's friend's friend came over, and we had like these trees, and my dad wanted them to become like fruit trees, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fruit, though?
Those are persimmons tree.
Oh, persimmon. You want
that? A gentleman.
Oh yeah.
Grafted for us.
And
so
I helped.
Introduced another type of persimmon tree to also become different plants.
Yeah. And like, so he had the tree, he cut up all the branches except for one little one, and he had like a like part of the other persimmon tree, and then he like carved it and cut it to like fit it, and then he cut like a little thing so it would like stick in together, and so it would go together, then he taped it so they would like stay together, and it would like go together, like wrap together.
That's pretty cool.
Like as it
grew. I'm sure that was the first time you saw something like that, right?
It was fun. Mm-hmm. I helped.
Good. I wanted to go back with what Enzo, my dad, said. So emphasizing the goodness of God, how God provides not only fruits for us in our daily life, but also the seeds inside the plant so that we could plant them and have more. And an apple tree, you never just see like one apple on the tree. You always see like more.
Dozens and dozens of them.
Yeah, and that reminded me also in the Garden of Eden how when God created Adam and Eve, he also gave them a blessing at towards the end of that chapter. He said, "Be fruitful, multiply, and I give you this beautiful garden and the fruits of the trees to eat from and to enjoy." But he said, don't eat from the middle, the tree in the middle of it, or else you'll die. And
then
the snake came, you know,
slithering up.
And then
he said
they were tempted, right?
From the snake.
And then
the snakey's gonna come.
And
it's gonna come.
And then we know what happens, and then sin entered the world. But the good thing about this time now is that it's Easter, and that we're rejoicing in that Jesus, our Savior, came.
Jesus has risen.
That he has come, that he was born as an infant. He was born, he lived, he died, he was crucified, but we could celebrate in victory that he was resurrected, that he's no longer dead, but God the Father gave him that power over death. And so we too, who are also baptized in him, also have new life because of him. And that gives us tremendous
power,
joy,
power,
and we just got to celebrate that. And when life is tough, to know that God is greater than our struggles. God conquered sin and death and our sadness and whatever we're going through. And
it's like when someone says, have you ever heard the saying, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade? It's like, when life gives you something, do something with it. Right?
Yeah. That is incredible.
Similar.
Well said.
Right?
Yeah, and you look like a lemon too today.
I'm a lemon.
You're all in yellow.
I'm either a lemon or a banana, whichever one.
Can you be both?
Okay. My mic's even yellow too.
Yes. But, Dad, did you want to share? I know you mentioned about infant Jesus, and that was interesting. I always forget that sometimes.
Yes, well, you know, one in the whole plan of creation, going back to what I was saying before, we could find a seed in the apple, but I somehow, and I cannot explain how, it ties in my head that God, in the middle of the whole the creation, also had planned our time where we are redeemed in Jesus. So Jesus' incarnation, Jesus' coming as an infant, is, I guess, the tie that we have with the seeds, with the plant. Because like Amanda was saying before, we start our gardening experiences with a tiny little seed that we open the bag,
it's
so tiny that we need to use magnifying glass to plant them.
And I even accidentally, because I forgot to cover the hole, put two seeds in one thing.
So what happens is, it's like they're so tiny and remind us like a baby or some
thing,
that little thing that needs very a lot of attention, and like in a almost like needs love, like to the point. And
so it can go on its own, like Sinina.
And then it grows on its own, and it springs out from nothing. And it's so amazing to imagine that it has so much in it, you know, in such a small little seed. Little thing. There's so much. So
I remember you telling me one time that this little thing can give you 30, like about 30 tomatoes. This little thing can give you 30 tomatoes.
Exactly, because I could already know by experience how, you know, if I treat the seed the right way, and I tend, and I cover them when it's cold, the little plants, I know that.
It's we.
We can already see the tomato sauce in the pot.
In the pot, and count how many.
And the pizza. And
pizza and the tomato.
And yes, yeah. That is amazing how God has given us the ability to reconnect with Him. To stay connected with Him through Jesus, which is God with us, God in everything that we have. And that is probably the connection, like I said before, that I make when I'm, with nature, with the creation, with the blessings are around us. And how, ability to always connect with God through Jesus with the action that we do. That, the gardening also gives us a sense of work. God is at work in us, and we also need to, work in our faith. That's what I think. When you're gardening and you don't physically do the work, you don't get great results. So I think that we also need to work in order to have our faith grow and to share the love of God. And like anything else, in order to produce fruits, we need some sacrifices, we need some hard work, and then, we can get our reward at the end.
It's all worth it.
It's all worth it.
That one little thing that drove you crazy at the end is totally worth it.
Are you seeing, pizza in your eyes?
I see pizza.
Sauce.
Because, it's so hard to manage those little tiny things.
Yes.
The picking, everything else up until the picking part with those tomatoes is hard, not hard, but when you have to pick them, it's like you don't see them, and then the squirrels come to them if you don't get them right away.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's the
squirrels
biggest.
Squirrels eat tomatoes,
no,
too?
No, seriously, squirrels or rabbits eat our vegetables.
Oh.
It's so annoying.
I think rabbit, I don't know about the squirrels, though.
No,
the squirrels
eat anything. They seriously will eat anything.
They go for the seeds. The squirrels also like to...
They'll eat anything in our garden. They'll eat anything, because one time I literally went to go pick a tomato, and I saw a squirrel nibbling on my precious tomatoes. And I was like, shoo, squirrel.
Good.
That squirrel.
It was an intruder.
And it's the same squirrel that comes back every year, and every year there's more. Every year there's more of those little
Amanda,
things.
Amanda, don't forget, we're called also to share.
The
scripture here.
We're here to share, but with our family.
They're not just our tomatoes. We share with the squirrels, with the neighbors.
But
with
30 becomes
with the birds,
one. 30 becomes one if you let them eat them.
Because from a little seed, you have so much that you also have to think of being generous to others, and sharing.
That is also an
expression of God's love.
Yes.
In five minutes, we're going to take a short break. So keep on listening. Call in, guys. In 5 short minutes, we're going to take a break.
Yes. Well, we'll be taking a break. In terms of sharing, I know you share Bible study, you share the scripture. Can you just explain to us what that is a little bit?
I could say that at church, a St. Catherine of Siena Church in Franklin Square. We have a Bible study that it's for men, and it takes place every first Tuesday and third Tuesday of the month. And it starts at 7 p.m. And we have a spiritual director, which is Father Allen. And everybody is welcome to join. What we do is we start with a prayer, and then we read the Sunday Gospel, which we use to study the scriptures, and with the structure that we have, it's called Lectio Divina. It gives us the ability to understand God's word, what God wants us to hear and to understand. As we know, God is alive in the scripture, so we study the gospel and we share it, and also we pray with the word. So that is probably the structure we have. And that goes on every Tuesday, first Tuesday and third Tuesday of every month. And we would like, participants to join us. If you feel there's no right or wrong, there's no obligation, and just
so
feel free to
all ages, all men ages, of all ages. And yes. What time is it at? 7?
It is 7 p.m.
7 p.m. And every first Tuesday.
Tuesday,
and
it goes on for around 1 hour, an hour and a half, and.
And how is that
helps? Do you like it, or does it help you?
Like, how have you grown in your faith, and how has that changed you with the scripture and the scripture study?
I just find that very inspiring, because when we read the scriptures many times, and it is so. There's always some word that touches us, and to me, I interpret that as a God talking to me, and we apply that in our daily life. And how is God present in, how Jesus is present through his teaching, through his word, in everyday life, in my life? And that helps me in today's world to reconnect with our fate, even during the day, even every hour, every moment, because the scripture stays, the reflection stays in my mind, and I'm able to reconnect even when I'm working the next day, or maybe when I'm sharing with somebody at wherever I am, with the family or at home or at work. So that is why I think it helps me, because it keeps me connected in my daily life with Jesus in me.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice because you could share with other men and you could feel comfortable. Whatever you talk about there, it just stays there, and that's nice that you could go somewhere and feel secure, and other men, and you could relate in a different way. So mm-hmm. that's really good. So we're gonna take a little break now, but Amanda, what would you like to say first before we
we'll be right back after this short break. Thanks for listening.
Well,
call back in.
No, keep listening.
Call in.
It's going to be a great song. Ties in really well. So let's listen in.
And I picked it.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord God of hosts. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in God's name. Holy is the Lord God of hosts.
heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
He comes in the name.
In the name of the Lord.
He comes in the name.
In the name of the Lord.
He comes in the name.
In the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the Christ has died, alleluia. Christ is risen, alleluia. Christ will come again, Christ will come again. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ has died, alleluia. Christ is risen, alleluia. Christ will come again, Christ will come again. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Okay, so we're back. Christ has died, Christ is risen, alleluia. And the song before, Amanda wanted us to play that song, the Holy, Holy is the Lord, right?
And in the car, I was jiggling along because I really liked that song. And there was another song that I wanted, but my sister played it already last time. And then she was like, maybe another time. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, so holy, 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 and Hosanna is a victory shout. So again, we're being reminded that Hosanna. Christ has the victory, and we too, because we live in Christ, and He lives in us, and we're alive, and that's our victory shout because of what Jesus did for us. So we could celebrate. So that's what Hosanna means. It's a victory shout. And
it
hallelujah.
Means Christ has risen. Woohoo.
Yes. also too, going back to our topic today, which is God and
the garden
and gardening. Mm-hmm. I know that Joe had something to share with us today, a little piece of scripture from Isaiah, and it's great. So Joe,
go ahead and share it.
Sharing?
Hello. Yeah. I had a little piece of scripture that I wanted to share for you guys. It goes like this. It was from Isaiah 61:11, and it reads, "For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and its garden causes the things sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all nations." What I got out of this is that just like in the spring, when everything grows and the flowers come forth again after a long winter, God gives us righteousness and truth that surpasses everything that man says on this earth, and that the truth will always come up, regardless of what's happening in our world around us. And that's what I got from that.
Oh, great.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, no problem. So just to just repeat it, because I know maybe my dad and Amanda couldn't hear, but pretty much that the Lord allows righteousness and truth to spring up from the earth. The Lord was using analogy such as the seed and growing, and that God's will be done in our lives. And that's when we pray the Our Father, God's will be done. That's what it reminded me of in that little piece of scripture from Isaiah. And also reminded me of another piece of scripture too that says God allows the grass, the good grass and the weeds to grow inside the grass. And He allows them to grow to a certain point. And when it's harvest time, He picks the good grass and the weeds, and He throws away the weeds in the fire, or throws them away, and He keeps the good plants for fruit. And that reminds us of how we should be in our life too, that we have to produce fruit for God's kingdom, so that, like what you were saying, we could share to other people, share the goodness and God's love to all we meet, and just keep multiplying those fruits. And how we could do that is by studying the scripture, like what you mm-hmm. said. I think that's a great reminder. Just maybe take, if it's not a half hour, like if you can't make the meeting, let's say, you know, 5 minutes a day, or even just 5 minutes a week, plus going to church on Sunday, you'll see a difference in your own life, that you'll feel better, that you'll feel that you have that guidance and that strength when you read scripture, even just a little bit, to know what is God telling me. It's right here in the Bible. So that's really great. And honestly, our life is so short. You think, I was just thinking the other day in the car while driving, that our life is so short. And you realize that when someone close to you passes away, and I'm sure we've all had somebody who we've loved who's had to go on, you know, and that's part of life. We were born, God gave us life, and He also, we're all destined to die, and it's part of life, and it just makes you think that that we have to produce fruit in exactly. God's will.
What is coming to my mind is, if I could share this thought, is that God is reminding us in this period of Easter that He is the one who defeated death, that we all think in our you know, in our mind that we live a certain period of time here, but He is the one who defeated that and gives us the life of the Spirit, as we were reading this morning in the Gospel, that He is truly the bread of life. God is our spiritual meal. As we said before, and we have the apple that gives us nourishment for our body, Jesus is our nourishment for the Spirit, which will give us life, the life that we need, and the strength that we need to go on every day, at least for me, and produce actions, and through our action, through, you know, God's love in us with others, you know, like we said with Amanda in the garden, we are able to share the fruits and give it to the neighbors, and, you know, even the whole family feeds on the little garden that we have, and,
yeah.
And it is a blessing. It is an expression of God's love, and the work that we put in with His combined.
I remember one time going downstairs into Nanda's basement, and I pulled back a curtain, and I saw like 30, 40 jars of tomatoes, and I'm like, what?
Wow.
And they were all from her garden.
Exactly.
Her little garden. So you mentioned a piece of scripture that is today, Saturday, May 6th, gospel reading from John chapter 6. Verses 60-69. And Amanda, would you like to just read a little part, this reading here that highlights what you were mentioning? And
sure.
I think it's great, and we could discuss that a little
Where
bit.
Should I read?
Many of the disciples
of Jesus who were listening said, "This saying is heard. Hard. Who can accept it? Since Jesus knew that his disciples were mourning about him,
murmuring
about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the spirit that gives life. While the flesh is of no avail.
That's good. Yep. Thank you so much, Amanda. So yeah, that's the piece of scripture that says it is the spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. You did a great job. Thank you for reading.
You're welcome.
It's hard doing that. I just kind of gave it to you to read. So you did a great job.
I should have asked if there was any hard words.
Well, it's good. And it also says here, Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Because he said, as a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him, meaning Jesus, no longer walked with him. And Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter then answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." I think I like what Peter says as well, because he's affirming his faith in the Lord and what we were just discussing, that he has the words of eternal life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the truth, the Word of God made flesh, and that belief in him is what will save us. There's also another piece in scripture too, those who believe in me, even if you die, will never die. That's from John as well. Jesus does not want us to leave him. He wants us to keep journeying with him and be like Peter and answer to Jesus, "No, we want to follow you, Lord." Mm-hmm. We know it's hard, but help us to hold on to your words that are truly life.
And see, my connection to the reading that you just read now is that the ones that stay with Jesus, they walk with Jesus, and they get to know him better. Because how do you know a person better if you share more time? And the more time you share, the more experience you have with that person, with Jesus. And we have this ability to get to know Jesus more and more through the readings. Like Caterina said, every Sunday at Mass, with the celebration of the Word, the first phase of the Mass, and then with the Eucharist, which is God's body and blood that becomes our food for the Spirit, which, you know, we find in the Scripture today. St. John is telling us that we need to nourish our spirit as well as our body.
Just because, like the garden, you have to nourish it.
Yes, like just like before. The little seed. If you don't nourish the seed, or you put too much water, sometimes we make mistakes and we put too much water.
What happened? I remember one time, I love eating broccoli, and one time my dad said, "Let's plant some broccoli," and I was like really young, and I was like, yes, please, and then we planted them in our garage. Now we don't, because like we water them now, we don't, so we can keep an eye on them, and so now we plant our seeds on our windowsill, but before, my dad forgot to water them for like about a week. And then they died because they were in like the really hot sun, so they crippled and died.
And that is.
And I got so sad.
We didn't nourish them
You didn't nourish them.
But that's pretty good that you like broccoli.
I love broccoli.
That's a good example for all of us to like broccoli, for sure. I wanted to mention an event that's coming up later this month, on May 27th. The Message of Divine Mercy, a day of healing and prayer conducted by Brother Paul Miller. And the topic is, Who Do You Say That I Am? I think that it's a great day of healing, and it's a whole day. It's from 9 a.m. to 3:30 at St. Catherine of Siena Church in Franklin Square. It's a $50 donation that includes breakfast and lunch, and it's divine mercy and healing, and it's going to be prayers, prayovers, discussions, and I know it'll be just a very blessed time, and I just wanted to mention that, that event that's coming up. I'm looking forward to it.
With the date again?
Oh, the date. It's May 27th, so it's a Saturday.
What time is it? What time is it until?
9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Yeah, because, like, the Divine Mercy is set at 3, and it takes, like, probably half an hour to say it, so 3 to 3:30. That makes nice.
Yeah.
That makes nice time.
And for more information, you could reach out to me. My text-in number is 516-784-6081. Great. So let's also move on to another piece of scripture that I was thinking about for today. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, which is also the opening song for today, which that song is taken, was inspired by Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, where it's really great practical advice that Jesus says. He says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat and what are we to drink? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Today will take care of itself. So that's a great reminder. There's so much stuff in here that we can dissect. I guess first we could start with, they do not sow or reap. Like us, we have to, till the soil, plant the seeds, take care of them, gather the fruits. But, I mean, I don't think God is saying, oh, don't work, because
then you'll die, like I just said before.
But he's saying, not worry so much, that seek first the kingdom of God. Strive to be holy and good, and to follow my ways, and I will give you all that you need. And
well, it's like reassuring that if we trust in God, he is our provider, because he provides for all the creatures in the world, you know, even the littlest, the ones that the birds that don't work. But for me is seek first the kingdom of God is what caught my attention. And the kingdom of God is, for me, in our hearts, you know? It's like the center of our heart is what we consider our soul. So it's like forming our soul is being able to be part of the kingdom, which is doing and acting as God would like us to, according to his teaching, you know, his love, and it requires faith, you know, it requires complete, you know, faith that we can grow also into. I personally have another quote in my mind that it really never goes away, is that our faith is something that it grows with us as we, like I said before, you know, work in the garden and work in our lives to touch others with our ways of living, our, you know, our ability to express God's love. So I am convinced that our faith has different stages and it grows as we accept and get to know God and share with Him, you know, our thoughts, our pain, and, you know, also our moments of you know, not as, you know, beautiful as the garden that we described at the beginning, because like you said, I mentioned two gardens. Another garden that came to mind was the Garden of Gethsemane. Mm-hmm. And everybody finds himself sometimes in that garden asking the Lord for things, you know, for strength, for the you know, enough strength
to
do your will. So
I just wanted to say for people to call in, because we don't have that much time. Call, text in. Katarina will say the call and text in numbers right now.
Okay. 631-888-8811 is the call-in
number.
The text-in number, 516-784-6081.
We don't have that much time. Come on, call in, reach us.
Yeah, I think that going along with that line, the Garden of Gethsemane and asking the Lord, what also came to mind was a song before when we were mentioning the scripture that the word is life, that the spirit of God is life. There's a song by the singer Third Day, and it's called Your Words. And that song has always been very inspiring for me. And one line goes, the grass will wither and the flowers will fall, but the word of our God will last forever. So in these moments of difficulty, of pain, we can hold on to the word of God to strengthen us and to bring us up, because we're more than conquerors through Christ. And I know we have just 5 more minutes left, but
we can make the most out of these 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of your life, Dad, and how you were raised in Italy.
Yes.
And you
But you were born in Canada, so.
You were born in Canada.
You were born in Canada, but you were raised in Italy.
Yeah, and you, once you got married, you moved here to New York.
And had your 4 lovely children.
And had us. And just briefly, that your faith was different when you were younger and just newly married compared to now, and now you're at a different stage in your life, and I think that's just a great testimony as well, because I'm sure it wasn't easy. You had to learn a new language, you know, a new culture, and just kind of
yes,
so I'm sure the Lord was with you during that time. And
oh yes, this this is also another part of our fate, is like when we connect with the Lord and we walk, we also recognize His work in us, and we don't tend to think that it's always what we do, or you know, our ability to do things that makes the difference, but it's God's work through us that enables us to get the results that we need. As my faith is still growing, and I could count many blessings. Many times I could say that God was present in my life through miracles that were I have experienced, and I also could say that I've been in.
Can you give us an example?
Well,
what comes to mind? Or
when I started to be more faithful was when we went to World Youth together in
2011,
mm-hmm. and that I found myself actually doing something for others that that revealed to me that us as Christians could put our faith to work and touch other people's life like that. So with that,
that sparked
a change, mm-hmm. and also I was able to see the fruits of the work that God through me came and showed me.
You were a chaperone.
I was chaperone, and then I was involved with the parish, and then through that, many kids have embraced the faith and all that. It's all all good. That
the youth group started to form.
Mm-hmm. The great friendship with our pastor. Priest friend Father Johnny, that is the coordinator of the group. So I'm very grateful for that. So I would suggest everybody to just get involved and put your faith at work.
And that reminded me of the seed. Like, you remember how we were talking before that there's so much potential in that seed to produce so many other fruits.
Exactly.
You don't even know it. So inside of us, there's so much potential inside of us using our gifts and talents that we don't even know that
and there's
God
also one
wants to bring out.
There's mm-hmm. also one very little detail that we haven't mentioned, but it's important. I and the seed itself, we need to, to die somewhere. It's like, we can always think of ourselves. We have to put aside, our pleasures, our sacrifice. So that's when we say, yes, Lord, work through me, and I am ready. So the seed has to die in order to produce, and that's how I feel that my faith is growing.
It's not a seed anymore; it becomes something else.
Becomes a plant in a life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say, because I had a sunflower seed, but then it died before, and so now I don't have any more sunflowers.
But now you have a beautiful sunflower, not the seed anymore, but the flower.
No, I don't have any more sunflower because it died.
The
poor thing.
Well,
died.
We could plant grow another one.
We'll grow another one though.
Thank you so much, listeners, for joining today.
I'm Amanda Vitti. This is my dad and our host.
Yes. Tune in next week. It's going to be a beautiful show. God bless you. Thank you.
Bye.
With gladness, and it puts our heart at ease. Whether working or at leisure, Jesus wants to show the way. If we take